Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Huff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a writer, I'm an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book, which is called Angels of Faith, is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, well, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. And I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and most probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to truly live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and the destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a friendly sense of humor. They're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy, balance and peace in their lives. And like the Posse of Angels, my angelic family, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. That call-in number for that free angel guidance and advice is 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number is 646-716-6794. I see that we have a 256 number holding and a 413 and a 678. Please do hang on the line as we will get to you soon. Once again, welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. 2 days to go. I wish you all a joyous Thanksgiving, and please know that you are divinely loved and blessed. So thank you all for listening in, whether it's on the computer, by phone. Perhaps you're listening to these archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site. We've now come up to our 103 episode, so we're going strong for almost 2 years. Angel Healing House Radio has been on Blog Talk Radio. Maybe you've downloaded the show for iTunes, wherever you're listening from. Welcome. Now, first of all, I'd like to start off with a reminder that the November contest is still running. And some of you might be saying, what contest is that? And don't worry, you have until the end of this month to get your letters in to qualify, to win. All you need to do is send a letter explaining how your life has been affected by the messages from myself and the Posse of Angels, by either having listened to my radio programs, reading my newsletters, which, by the way, you can sign up for by sending me a request to my email address, which is Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. Or perhaps you were at one of my workshops or presentations studying Reiki with me or experiencing your own sessions and angel readings with me. Now, three letters will be chosen to receive either a gift certificate for yourself, or the added bonus is that this gift certificate can be given to a loved one as a holiday gift for an intuitive counseling, Reiki session, or an angel reading. Now, the contest rules are very simple. Send your letter attached to an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-D, Angel Healing House is all one word, .com. And they have to be received, those letters, by midnight, November 30th, 2013. Now, below is just such a letter I received, and it's entitled A Letter to Candy and the Angels. Candy, I believe that I was divinely led to your show. Sometimes I call every week, and sometimes I may not call at all. I just want to say that I believe that the information that comes through is from a divine source, which comes through a pure vessel, which is you, Candy. When I listen to you speak, the words are so inspirational and insightful. When I listen, whether the message is for me or for someone else, I don't sense any part of your ego being present. Your divine presence shows up every single time. I believe that this divine presence that flows through you is you and flows through the phone lines to the listeners, and we get it. The stories you share are so intriguing to listen to. I pray that all of us can get to a place where we can be 100% present to give and receive that allows for pure divine source to move through our being in such a way that it touches someone else's life for the better. I don't mean to say that none of us are not at this stage at the present, because some of us are. The times that I've called in and received a reading, every fiber of my being resonates to the message. Most of the time when I call, after I've received my reading, I listen to the remaining of the show. And the reason why I listen to the show afterward is because even though you may be speaking to someone else, I benefit in some way, and I can feel the divine presence moving through the phone line to whoever you're speaking to. I am glad I was divinely led to your show. Thank you, Candy, for being you. And that's from Ibitar Star, and thank you so much, Ibitar, for your encouragement and your support and being a longtime listener. So if you'd like to enter the contest as well, again, send me a letter of how your life has been touched by myself, the Posse of Angels, and Angel Healing House. Now, I see that we have those several callers on the line. I will get to the topic, and then I will get to you. And the topic for today is healing family relationships. You know, with today being November 26th, I cannot believe that this is the last show of November. And I know everyone says this, but hasn't this past year flown by? Well, if I was to be completely honest with you listeners, for me, the first part of 2013 was still pretty much like pushing molasses or across a flat surface, as not much of anything seemed to be happening. Yet in September of this year, many of us experienced magical connections and opportunities that, at least on the surface, started the proverbial ball rolling when it came to seeing movement towards the fulfillment of our dreams. And just as quickly as we began to get excited about that forward movement, wham, October, November came in and basically gave us a time of standstill. And the posse of angels was saying that they were not being cruel and even unkind by giving us this time of quiet. The time of seemingly nothing happening in October, November was given to us as a blessing to reset ourselves, to reset our energies, and basically reset our lives. And the area that so many light workers have found themselves returning to in October, November was their biological families. Many times our relationship with our biological families, well, to be quite honest with you, they are the hardest to deal with, as they are so often laden with the heavy burden of blame and seeing ourselves as victims. Now, the posse of angels, here they come chiming in. They're saying that there are several reasons for so many of us returning and reconnecting with family. By returning to our birth families, many of us experienced just how far we've come and how much we've enlightened, and now we are living lives of acceptance, non-judgment, peace, and pure love. With so many lightworkers having cleared and cleansed their issues, we've allowed ourselves to detach from family member stories. A lot of times there are self-imposed tragedies, and there seems to be perpetual dramas associated with some family members. By detaching and allowing our family members to live their own journey and not react to it, we love them for exactly where they choose to be. Having done so, many of us have transcended the need for blame and finding fault in others and again, seeing ourselves as victims. With clear-eyed awareness, many of us have now taken responsibility and accountability for our contribution to the perpetuation of negative emotions attached to some family members. Having done all the above, we have taken back our empowerment by choosing to connect with our divine eternal nature, and we've chosen to come home to who we are. Because many of us have chosen to come home to ourselves, we chose to literally go back home to our family roots. And whether the reason for the trip back was to see an ailing parent or just to catch up with relatives, there was a deeper reason for us going. You know, I had this same thing come up with a client of mine, and her name was Mary. Now, let's call her Mary because I don't use the real names of my clients on my radio program or in my newsletters. Mary experienced what it felt like to return back to her family in October. She revealed to me that being the only girl in her family of two brothers had been very difficult her whole life. In the religion and the culture in which she was raised, her mother and father praised the sons and virtually did not recognize or listen to their daughter. It was actually voiced that education would be wasted on a girl, as she was very pretty, and they knew that she would be married off to someone rich and just have children. And while Mary was not against marriage or having children, she grew up deeply saddened that her talent of writing was not encouraged and praised like those of her brothers. You know, putting all of her efforts into her looks, Mary made the decision get the recognition of her parents by marrying a wealthy man. She had his children and went on to live many years of being subjected to his abuse. After she found her empowerment and divorce, she decided that even though her family did not honor her talent of writing, she would honor herself, and she began to write books. Only out of a sense of duty in the years that followed would she force herself to go back for visits. On the days before her departure, she would begin to feel a heavy feeling of being either judged by her family for divorcing or not being listened to at all. And every time she visited, her feelings were like a premonition. They were actually a self-fulfilling prophecy that had her filled with rage and hurt at her parents' blatant disregard for her efforts. Now, through intuitive counseling and Reiki sessions with me, Mary was able to clearly see her life from a higher perspective, and she saw why she had chosen certain souls to be her parents. She also saw, because of her own actions, previous incarnations, why she had chosen their contrasting characteristics to help strengthen and challenge some aspect of her life's lessons in order for her to grow spiritually. Through our sessions together, Mary became empowered to respect her talents as a writer. With renewed enthusiasm and passion, she finished her first novel. She then honored her writing and signed on with a literary agent. It was some time later that she joyously called to tell me that a major publishing house was going to publish her first book. It was an absolute dream come true for her. And with this news, she decided that she would return home for a visit once more. And on her journey home, she found herself getting so excited to finally prove to her family that she was a recognized writer. As she was sitting with her family and they were sharing tea, she excitedly told them of what she had accomplished, as she had kept the knowledge of the publishing of her book a secret from them. And the only thing that her mother said was, "You know, your older brother is a brilliant writer. Why doesn't he get a literary agent?" Well, it was in that very moment that Mary realized that what her mother said or did not say no longer had any effect on her. With the work that Mary had done in sessions with me, she was no longer reactive. And she knew that her mother's words and actions had nothing to do with whether she was talented or not, but it was more of a reflection of her mother's own programming to favor her sons, as sons were everything in their culture. In that instant, when Mary realized that she no longer needed anyone else's recognition of her talents, she smiled, knowing that she was no longer needy and dependent on her family's approval. In fact, she later told me, for the rest of the visit, that she saw her family through eyes of the divine. Because she was no longer reactive, she saw them as lovely souls with their own free will who were allowed to create and choose choices along their own journey in life. And instead of being judgmental or bitter, resentful, or even angry, Mary chose to bless her parents and respect them for exactly where they chose to be on their spiritual journey. She thanked me for reminding her that we each have the spiritual keys of enlightenment and that we carry them with us as we are all divine. Now, some of us choose to find those keys to enlightenment quickly. Some choose to keep themselves in the dark and choose not to find the keys for a long time. And some choose not to find the keys at all, and they never experience enlightenment, and that's okay. This is each person's free choice along their journey of life. Now, turning the mirror back on herself and remembering that it took Mary to the age of 40 to awaken to who she was, she let go of judgment on how her parents should act and allowed them the same freedom of choice on whether or not to enlighten. With her letting go and surrendering judgment, she stopped blaming others and finding fault and using that to see herself as a victim for not honoring her God-given talents. She started to live through her divine eternal nature and her unlimited power inside. Mary said her trip back to her family was not so much about reuniting with them, but more so of reuniting with herself. For the reflection of her family showed that she connected with her power within to choose what path she wished to follow without asking anyone if she was worthy or deserving enough or capable of stepping forward to her dream of becoming a published writer. Before we go on and speak more about healing family relationships, let's go to our first caller, 413. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with? Hello, yes, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Amber.
Hi, Amber, where are you calling from?
Massachusetts.
Oh, Massachusetts. Is it cold there?
Yes, it is, unfortunately.
I can feel your warm heart.
Oh.
I can feel your warm heart. So do you have a question for either myself or the posse? Hey, Amber, did you have a reconnection with family members in October and November of this year?
Not so much. I don't think so. Well, my grandfather, I saw him more, actually, those months.
Okay. All right. Do you have a question for either myself or the posse of angels?
For the angels, in regards to my family.
Okay. In any, it's interesting that I just asked you about family, and this show is about healing family relationships, and your question is about family. So in any particular regard, would you like to share with us?
Just ever since my grandmother's passing, things have just been crazy. Like, there's no communication, there's a lot of blaming, it's in a rut.
Okay. Now, as I just read out today's topic, what another person does, and the posse of angels are really stressing this now, and to every one of us, and that's why our biological family relationships are so difficult to deal with. You, Amber, me, and everyone else on the planet, is because we take it to heart and we take it personally what they say, what they do, how they react to us. And what that actually has nothing to do with us.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with them. It has to do with their own belief system, their own programming, their own paradigm that they're living from. And I can guarantee you, if somebody is hanging on to anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, and regret, that will make them react. Unforgiveness, judgment, all kinds of things, they will make them react in a totally different way to something externally, and often the people around them. Oh, the first thing that the posse of angels was saying to you is do not take it personally. Because
It makes sense, yeah.
It actually has anything to do with you. Now, they're also saying to me that you are very spiritually enlightened. I can feel it. I can sense it. I can see it. You miss the physicality of your grandmother passing, but I would go so far. Have you spoken to your grandmother since she's gone?
Oh, most definitely, yes.
Oh, absolutely. And so you understand that she's not dead. I mean, she's still very much alive, and her spirit, oh, my gosh. She wants me to tell you that she doesn't look like grandma anymore. She looks like she's about 25, 30 years old. She's in perfect health, and she's doing what she loves doing. She loves you very much. It feels like she's dancing for some reason. It feels like she's just, there's a lot of movement there, and she just is happy. She's in a wonderful place. And so the reason I'm telling you this is because this is your reality. You know that your grandmother is still very much a part of you. She can be accessed. Yes, you do miss her physicality. I am not saying that, you know, people don't go through a grieving process and they don't feel the loss of the physical. But those people in your family, it's like you're the beacon, Amber. They're showing me as you as the lighthouse in your family. And a lot of us who are light workers, starseeds, walk-ins, you know, those of us that have come back, have anchored ourselves in a particular family. And a lot of the time, many of us have thought, what the hell am I, you know, have I been adopted? I'm so very different from this family that I live in. You know, I must have been dropped in from some another dimension. And so, you know, this is your case. This has been so many people's cases. And then we see things very differently through very, very different eyes as we see things through our hearts. But they want you to know that your family members are not as spiritually awakened as you are.
Okay.
And to not react. Please do not react. This doesn't mean that we're superior in any way,
mm-hmm.
shape, or form. It just means that we've allowed ourselves to awaken.
See it
we've
from
allowed
a different
our...
point of view.
Exactly. And so one of the great things that you can do is, have you ever written letters of forgiveness?
No.
Okay. It's wonderful to write letters of forgiveness on the full moon because the full moon is very pregnant and it's like we're giving birth to, we're releasing something, and then the new moon comes up. But we can, and we just had a very full pregnant moon, but we
mm-hmm.
can release things. We can release things whenever we want. So I would suggest to you that you take a couple sheets of paper, get a pen, sit down, and say, okay, speak to your angels and say, okay, I want you to help me to bring to mind those people who perhaps I need to forgive in order to release them from having any effect on my life. Okay, so I know you're very intuitive. And you will then see which people would be beneficial to write forgiveness letters to and just start writing. I thought I would write you this letter today to forgive you. And you have brought so much to my life by showing me often those things in contrast because we learn our best lessons in contrast. And by thanking them and acknowledging that you drew them into your life, even their contrasting characteristics and blessing them for exactly where they choose to be, just like Mary did, and then releasing them. And after you have this beautiful letter, don't send it to them because you can't control what their reaction is going to be. I would ceremoniously burn it and then take the ashes and dig them into the ground and reseed this for a new relationship, send them green healing light, and then pink light around them. And that's the best you can do. So let me go to the cards, the Six of Cups. Okay, Six of Cups is a great card because it's 100% what we're speaking about. It's about taking those things from the past, revisiting them in order to have a happy present moment. And they're saying, yes, go back and acknowledge that you drew these people to yourself. You drew their contrasting characteristics, whatever that is, and by rising above it and seeing it from a higher perspective, you can certainly get more balance and peace and harmony in your life. Oh, the next card is a beautiful card. I don't know if you do tarot, but the next card is the star card. The next card is the star, and the star is you are the shining example for your family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just getting goosebumps all over, up and down. You're such a beautiful, shining star, and don't allow anyone in the family to diminish your light. You be the example for everyone else. Whether they get it or not, that's not your, that's your journey. That's their journey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but that's such a wonderful card to come up with. And the next card is the Three of Cups. It's the celebration card. And this celebration card, the posse of angels are chiming in, and they're telling me, that by keeping this path and holding steady to this path, that not being reactive and allowing them to either find the spiritual keys within themselves or not, then you will be celebrating because this will in some way lead to a shift in your family, in your family members. It may not be evident straight away, but there will be little seeds that will be planted because of how you choose to comport yourself and the beautiful energies that you'll be putting out. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Oh, very much so. Thank you so much.
You're so very welcome, and I'd love to know where your journey takes you. You can always send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com.
Hey, excellent. Thank you so much.
Okay, take care. Lots of love. Bye-bye. Next caller will go to 256. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Kimberly. How are you?
Hi, I'm well, Kimberly. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Alabama.
Alabama. Okay, and? So I just heard that song.
Wow.
So, how are you?
I'm great. I'm great.
Good. Do you have a question for either myself or the past? And also, by the way, did you go back and visit biological family or family members in October, November?
Yeah, actually, I'm visiting family now.
Oh, okay. So this is very relevant for you.
Yeah,
well, you know,
very relevant.
Well, when the Posse of Angels, you know, they give me the topic sometimes weeks ahead, and they said, let me see, it would be beneficial to talk about healing family relationships. And quite frankly, when we get together with family, Kimberly, at Thanksgiving time, you know, we're shown pictures of happy families eating, food, strewn out on tables, and everybody laughing and having a good time.
Right.
And sometimes it's the worst time in the world because you think to yourself, I got to put up with whatever it is. And,
yes.
And then we're,
yes.
And then we're faced. Yes, yes, yes. I know that you can, commiserate or empathize or sympathize. So was there a question in particular about this happy Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I'm really glad you brought that up. I really not my family members, but the members that my blood relatives, like they kind of, the outsiders from the family kind of causing friction. And I'm doing the best I can just to be quiet about some matters. And I just want to just ask the angels, what to do about this. Because, I mean, it's to the point where I really don't want to come back for Christmas. So I just want some help with that.
Okay. All right. Well, how long are you with them for Thanksgiving?
Well, I'm here through, I came Saturday, so I'm here through Thanksgiving. I'm going to leave out Friday.
Okay, all right. Well, they're saying the good news is that you don't have very long to go. But while you're there, this is a two-part question that the Posse of Angels is showing me. They're going to give you something, they're going to give you some things to help you get through the next 72 hours or whatever. And if you can find some time to go off and be in silence, I don't know if it's the weather is cold, I don't know if you can rug up and just take yourself out in nature, take a few deep breaths. If it's too cold to go outside, then, shut yourself in your room, take a bath, whatever you can, and just bring in the divine presence. And the divine presence, what that will help you do is then the passive angels are asking you to see each one of these family members as souls which you contracted to be in the contract of your life. Now,
okay.
I know that's very difficult, especially when somebody's being a complete, 180 degrees opposite from, love and life and kindness and things like that. But they are underneath it, they are a divine soul, and they wouldn't be in your life if you didn't contrast for them to be there and also their contrasting characteristics. So what this will do is once you acknowledge this, then you thank them. You thank them for giving up part of their incarnation and coming back and presenting you with some contrast. Because lessons in tolerance, acceptance, and patience, they're not always that easy to come by. And sometimes we just have to be presented with something which is so 180-degree opposite from us to just say, I will accept this person just the way they are and let it go at that. And bless them, and then feel yourself releasing them. Again, what they do, this is really important, what they do, Kimberly, has nothing to do with you. And the more that you can allow yourself some time to release it and to feel yourself letting go of that very heavy energy within yourself, then the more you'll lighten, then the more you'll be able to rise to the top of it like a little water bug that's dancing and just skipping along the top of the water, and it won't get immersed and start to drown underneath all this heavy weight, okay? So that's
okay.
Number one. Number two, if you do want to go back for Christmas, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, they're saying it would be very advantageous for you to write letters of forgiveness as well. Did you hear what I suggested, Amber? Okay.
Yeah.
This is an amazing exercise if we can all do this, because forgiveness has nothing to do with the other person, because they don't walk around one iota of their life and say, oh, you know, Amber or Kimberly, they don't forgive me. That's not even on their radar screen. It's we. It's true. It's we who get so weighed down by going, oh, you know, I won't forgive this person forever, blah, 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 when they were in our life to teach us a lesson. Okay. So write those letters of forgiveness and pour out whatever you want to pour out to them, and certainly don't send it, but then ceremoniously burn it and then dig it into the ground. And plant new seeds of that relationship, and just send them green. This is the big one. I don't know if you meditate every day. I hesitate to call it meditation. I most often call it just sitting in reflection and just centering on your divine eternal nature, on your heart, and just say, I send this person green healing light, and I send this person the unconditional pink love and just of compassion and empathy for another person for no other reason but that person is a divine soul. And I can tell you sort of shift that you will notice between Thanksgiving and Christmas. It may be subtle. It may be hitch up the side of the head, you know, that you'll say, huh, that person has had a bit of a shift, or they've had a major shift. But the posse of angels are telling me it's going to be very, very useful for you.
Okay.
So let me go ahead and pull three cards for you and see what comes up. Okay. The Queen of Swords, they're telling me that, once again, you to rein in your power, rein in what you can control. I've been using the phrase, do your best and leave the rest. Don't allow anyone else to steal your energy or to muddy the waters of your frequency inside of yourself. Just see them as that divine soul, and they're coming from their own paradigm. That's going to help you tremendously. The Six of Pentacles, as a result of doing this, that you're going to be able to be more magnanimous. You're going to be able to hold your light a lot more. This is going to make you feel more abundant. And you know what, quite frankly, then it doesn't matter who is in your reality. You don't get drained by them. And the next card that's coming out, isn't this interesting? You got the Six of Cups again. This is about revisiting the past in order to then go on and create a beautiful present moment. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes. It has.
All right. Well, you go out and have an absolutely blessed day, and I'm sending you lots of love.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Next caller that goes on the line is 678. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello. Thank you for holding.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call, Sweet Candy.
You're welcome. Who's this?
This is Susie.
Oh, hi, Susie. How are you doing?
Oh, I am doing okay. I have a lot going on, so, and most of it's not really all that pleasant to deal with, but.
Is it to do with family members?
Yes.
Right.
I think that we've spoken about this a little bit before. My oldest son, he kind of keeps me at a distance, and every once in a while he'll let me in at the point of where he chooses. And so that makes, and there's been plenty of holidays since he's gotten married that we haven't been together his choosing. I've always extended an invitation, but he hasn't accepted. And you know, I don't know what his issues are having to do with me. I only just give him kindness and love, his wife and his children. Spirit knows that. And anything that, and when you're a family, you go on and deal with whatever the situation is created, whether it be, and this is a long shot, this could be me, whether it be that he doesn't want to put his children in the presence of my dogs, well, there are resolutions to that. So speak about them. We'll take care of that. The dogs will be good and safe and taken care of, and the children will be not be, you know, having to be scared or whatever the case is. I just feel like he has issues with me. I don't know what it is. Every once in a while, I'll go over there. I'll go the whole lot, 9 yards. I'll bring the kids treats. I'll bring lunch for everybody and, you know, sit and talk and enjoy just watching the kids, how they interact with each other and whatnot. But it's very limited, and sometimes I actually feel like I get used for.
Susie, nobody can use you. You are allowing yourself and putting yourself in a situation. If you're buying presents and you're going over there and you're giving all of this, and it sounds like this is not the first time this has happened, and if you're doing this and you're not getting back, then why would you keep putting yourself in that situation? You know, his issues are not yours to take on. That's his journey. It's not, he's not 2 years old. You have to allow him to walk whatever journey he chooses to. And if there are a lot of people out there who don't get invited to the holidays with their family, and they get themselves in feeling, you know, that, you know, their families are keeping them from joy and happiness. But your joy and your happiness and your bliss is not dependent on your family. You know, I've had so many clients who I've counseled in exactly the same situations, and they've gone out and they've created a soul family for themselves. And so when that soul family, when their friends get together for Thanksgiving and Christmases, I mean, I've had some moms who don't hear at all from their children. Their children have disowned them. They certainly, you know, haven't heard from their mother on for Mother's Day or for birthdays or any time. And the mothers have then gone on to create a family for themselves. And this family of very dear, supportive, encouraging friends, they're not substitute for their children or their families, but they certainly have allowed themselves to be receptive and open and soft and yielding to say, my joy and my happiness that I choose to have He's not dependent on anything external. And I'm going to give that to myself. And the angels are urging you, because the more that you keep on the path that you're on now, Susie, your physical body is being affected by this.
Yes, that's true.
Your physical body is it feels like it is so weighed down emotionally by this, and the physical body is held up by the emotional body. When the emotional body is happy and it's at peace and it's joyful and it's all of those things, please, Susie, the angels are saying, stop doing this to yourself. This is not your dog, their dog. This is not your dog. This is their spiritual journey. And if your son chooses to never invite you over again, that's okay, because he is a divine soul on his own journey. They're saying, turn the mirror back on yourself and start to allow yourself to bring joy in your life. You are such a radiant light, and your only failing, Susie, is that you don't know your extraordinosity, your extraordinary radiance and light. You have so much not only to offer other people, but allow yourself to bring in those people who are encouraging, who will foster you, who will welcome you, who will support you. And love is love. But first you must open up to love yourself. Let's go to the cards and get some counsel here from the cards. I know this is making a great deal of sense.
It is. But it seems as though at this point in time, every single person around me just about is very warm and loving. And, I mean, I feel like I give and I give and I give and I give of myself. And
it's
I don't get a fraction of it back. And I know that we can't expect that.
I know, and if you keep giving and not getting anything back, it's because you've closed your heart down to receiving, and you put more emphasis on yourself as a child of God and nourishing and nurturing yourself. They're saying draw a line in the sand. They're saying stop giving, because you must first give to yourself. It's love of self. You can't serve other people without first having something to give to them. You're empty. Your love tank is empty. And in order to keep giving to people, we have to be like a fountain, like a wellspring inside of us, that when we give to ourselves joyously and happily and peacefully and we nurture ourselves, then there's so much more to give to others. But you're empty inside, and they're saying, stop giving and open yourself to receive. Now, they're also saying, ask the angels to be very clear to show you signs on how to give to yourself. And then stay in the present moment to see those signs. Let's go to the cards. And, okay, the Eight of Swords. This is a great card, because this woman is, she looks like she's tied up, she's blindfolded, but this is a bondage of her own making. Nobody's doing this to her. She could break her bonds whenever she chooses, but she's chosen to keep herself in this cycle of being a victim for other people. The next card is the Seven of Pentacles. Okay, you got 8, 7. It's saying, please, patience with yourself. And don't see your identity in how much you give to other people. See your identity in knowing that you are a child of God and that you are pure love and that you are a joy and a radiance for the planet. But you just have to recognize that joy inside of you. And you get another 8 card, which is strength. The strength of being who you are, and not allowed yourself to be drained by anyone else. So, Susie, I hope that's been helpful for you today. I'm sending you so much love. And please, on this holiday, thank yourself. Thank yourself for all the wonderful things that you've done for other people. But now it's time to turn a corner and start to thank yourself for who you are and giving to yourself. All right. I'm sending you lots of love.
Thank you very
much. God bless you. Okay,
thank
you, Candy.
I love you.
You're welcome. I love you, too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Let's go to another caller, 856. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Who am I speaking with?
Rosemaria.
Rhea?
Rosemaria.
Oh, Rosemaria. Rosemaria, where are you calling from?
Jersey.
Jersey. I got a brother in New Jersey. He's near
New Brunswick,
New Jersey. So, do you resonate with our topic today, Rosemaria, about revisiting our family this past couple of months?
Yes.
Yeah. And are you with family for Thanksgiving this year?
Personal family.
Okay, yeah. Did you have a question for either myself or the Positive Angels?
Whatever you can pick up, because I know my energy is changing each and every day for the better, so I'm getting stronger and stronger.
Okay, let's see. Yeah. They're showing me a hill, and they're showing me it's a gentle slope up, and it's not like you're climbing Mount Kilimanjaro yet, but it's a gentle slope up, and you're definitely listening to your intuition more. You're nurturing who you are more, and you're taking guidance from your inner barometer much more these days, and they're applauding you for that. So that's a very good sign. Go to the cards and see what comes out for the general for Rosemaria. They want you to know that you've been patiently and not patiently waiting for the next step to happen and the next thing to show itself. They want you to know, with all the spiritual work that you have consciously or not consciously done, there is a gift from God that's coming for you. And it's right above your head. Now, this could be a monetary gift. This could be a gift of news that's going to be a benefit for you. This is going to be something in regard to something that you've wished for. But it's right there over your head. It could be some kind of inspiration that will open up a door for you, but they know that your time of waiting is coming to an end.
Cool. I think I can what's that word I'm looking for? I can't even say it right. Coincide with it. I think I know what it means.
Okay. Yeah, they're saying that you've been very. It's like they're patting you on the back. They're saying you've been very patient, Rosemaria. Good for you. And they're saying it's not far away. And I know they don't have a lot of references to time on the other side, but they're also saying it's very, very close. And they're showing me it's right above your head. So. Good for you. And the number four is more of a steady foundation in your life. So, and oh my gosh, here comes the Ten of Cups. I always call this the kissy face card. This card is certainly a loving relationship. This might be about a romantic relationship for you, or it might be a deepening, a new relationship or a deepening of the relationships in your life. And they're saying that it's because you've changed from within, then your relationships are changing around you, and they're very happy. And then the Knight of Cups comes in, which is a proposal card. I'm not talking about that it has to be a marriage proposal. It could be somebody offering something. It could be a business proposal. It could be just somebody offering you some advice that's going to help you move forward in your life. So it's a wonderful time for you, Rosemaria, and I'm very happy to report that the angels are applauding you from how you stepped forward.
Cool.
Okay, so
that
I hope
gives
this
me confirmation
for you. It does.
It has.
Okay, I'm so glad. You look after yourself, and happy Thanksgiving. Take care of yourself.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, before your phone calls, we were speaking about how so many of us have gone home once again because we've gone home within ourselves. And the Posse of Angels said that many people were drawn back to their families, as my client Mary was, to see how far along we've come in our spiritual path. So let's just take a little bit of a look at the practical things one can do, you know, when it comes to our family. You know, I showed Mary her life from a higher perspective, and truly, when it comes to family, we have written each family member into our contract. So that's a very important thing to remember and to acknowledge that, even if they have contrasting characteristics, because it's only by contrast in so many instances that we are pushed to learn our lessons. You know, if we are presented with somebody who is from us, it's not easy, again, to learn those lessons in tolerance and acceptance and patience for another person where they are and choose to be on their spiritual path. And so we just allow ourselves to hold that light within ourselves, be who we are, and allow somebody else to be on their path. Each relationship is a blessing, and as we wrote these people into our lives, and to help us grow, to challenge us, and many times provide the contrast that we need in order for us to finally get so fed up that we break away and we establish a more truthful existence for ourselves. In this way, there are no mistakes in relationships, as they are all divine. And that just about wraps up our show for today. Thank you to all of my callers. Thank you to those listeners listening into the program live, or perhaps you're listening to this as an archive show on either the Blog Talk Radio site or on iTunes for free. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And don't forget about the contest. The contest is send a letter in to myself, Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com, and tell me how your life has been affected by Angel Healing House in the number of different ways, whether it's newsletters or radio shows, or could be attending my seminars, or by YouTube. I now have several YouTubes on the YouTube channel. And you could win a free intuitive counseling Reiki session or an angel reading with myself. To purchase a copy of my inspirational book, which would make a great holiday gift, Angels of Faith, and my beautiful professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD, which is entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please do go to the Angel Healing House website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, please allow your radiant light to shine forth and go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. I'm sending you so much love and certainly angel blessings until we meet next. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to next week. Take care. Bye.